الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون، فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, and mothers and sisters listening at home, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was extremely kind to us, that He gave us the blessed month of Ramadan. And to whatever extent, through the tawfiq and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to benefit from this blessed month of Ramadan. Throughout the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, our ibadat, our a'mal, and our actions, they increase. But the thing we need to remember, my brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month, the month of Ramadan, so that we can increase our ibadat and we build within ourselves that confidence that I can stay away from each and every single disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim ul-Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say that the month of Ramadan is a training period for taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us believe that I have created you and I have placed this capability and isti'dad within you that you are able to stay away from each and every single disobedience of mine. This is why in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us that you have to abstain from food, you have to stay away from drink, and stay away from having relationship with your wife. If you ponder over these three things, outside the month of Ramadan, they are halal and permissible. We are told in the month of Ramadan that you stay away from these three things. Despite being halal and permissible outside the month of Ramadan, and we are able to entertain this good thought of the istihzar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is watching me. And we are able to keep ourselves away from these three things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to show us that when you have the capability of staying away from those things which are permissible for you, you definitely have the capability and isti'dad to stay away from those things which are impermissible. This is why the momentum we had in the month of Ramadan, it is important to maintain that outside the month of Ramadan. This was a training for us in the month of Ramadan. You have to make your entire life like the month of Ramadan. Each year, my brothers, the month of Ramadan comes. We fast for the entire month, Then the day of Eid comes, the day of happiness, the day of joy and jubilation, where each and every single believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each individual who is connected with the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, feels some sort of happiness in his heart. Due to the hard work he had done in the blessed month of Ramadan. Our pious predecessors, they used to say that الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ صِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. That the entire life of a believer, that individual who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who accepts the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life should be like the month of Ramadan. The muttaqeen and the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how they spend their life. They spend their life like the month of Ramadan. So when they pass out from this dunya and they pass away, they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day is their day of Eid. وَعِيدُ فِطْرِهِمْ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ. Abu Hazim rahimahullahu ta'ala was asked once that how will be our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. He said these people, when they go and meet their Creator, there will be so much happiness, pleasure, ecstasy, and joy between these two parties that the example of that individual will be like that person who was cut out from his family for a very long time. And after many, many years, this reunion took place. The happiness, the family and the individual will experience in his heart, the happiness upon meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be much more greater than that happiness. This is why Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullahu ta'ala, great scholar, says in Lata'iful Ma'arif, that a poet says, that وَقَدْ صُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِ كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَائِكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ صِيَامِي فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ صُوَمُ. That I have fasted for my entire life. From what? I've stayed away from food, drink, and relationship with my wife? No, I did not restrict my fast to these three things. I stayed away from each and every single sin. I stayed away from every single deed and every single action which will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout my life. When will be my day of Eid? وَيَوْمَ لِقَائِكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ صِيَامِ. The fasting which I am going through at this moment in time, when I will leave this world, my eyes will close, I will go in my grave. I will be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will be questioned on the day of judgment, and I will be able to go and enter into paradise and ultimately meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. This day will be the day of Eid for me. O believers, sum, fasum yawmaka al-adna. Fasum yawmaka al-adna. O believers, you also make this ihtimam and you also give importance to this and make your life according to the month of Ramadan, in line with the month of Ramadan, just as I have made my life like the month of Ramadan. Why? لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ صُوَمُ. That it will so happen that on the day of judgment, you will be standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and other people will be fasting on that day and you will be rejoicing on that day because that day will be the day of Eid for you. Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala, great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For my youngsters, this saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was not a born wali and special friend of Allah. He was a sinful servant. But he was humble. He had this realization in his heart that the life I am living is not in accordance to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is contrary to the expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When my brother, when we have this true talab in our heart for hidayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Bishr Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala, he was going and he was about to buy a wine from a store. He had few dinars with him. As he was walking towards the store, his eyes fell upon a small piece of paper. And then he looked carefully and it was a verse of the Quran in that piece of paper which was lying on the floor. He picks up this paper and he kisses it, he cleans it, he kisses it, he puts itr on it, and then he goes to another store and he buys silk. He puts this paper of Quran in this silk and he puts it on a high place in his house. And he leaves his intention of going to the liquor store and buy wine. He goes to sleep at night, he sees a person in his dream. An angel is calling out to him that Allah has sent me to tell you that, O Bishr, yesterday you were probably the most disliked person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But due to your one action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so pleased with you that Allah has raised you to the ranks of awliya. And he became such a great saint, my brothers, that the likes of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great Imam, when he would see Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala coming, he would stand up from his place and he would go and kiss the forehead of Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala. This was the status he gained after he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The door of tawbah is open for each and every single believer. Don't ever become despondent from the mercy of Allah. If you wish to repatch and if you wish to patch up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reconnect with your Creator, then no time is late and no place is evil. Any place, any time you have this thought of reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you repent sincerely and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, my brothers, that day and that moment will be the best day and best moment of your life. And Allah will make you His special friend. Bishr Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala, when he passed away, he goes and stands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After he passed away, someone saw him in his dream. Someone saw Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. And he asked Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi that, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with Bishr Hafi rahimahullah? He said to the person that, what can I tell you about Bishr Hafi? His status and his maqam in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so high that when we were gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said to the angels that spread dastarkhan and sheet for Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala, because this is that individual who had continuously fasted for me. He left eating and drinking for me. This is the day when this dastarkhan will be laid out in front of my arsh and Bishr Hafi rahimahullahu ta'ala will eat from this food and drink. If we make our life like the month of Ramadan, the day we pass away, that day will be the day of Eid for us. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once gathered the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And he said to them that in shi'tum anba'tukum ma awwalu ma yaqulullahu azza wa jalla lil mu'minina yawm al qiyamah. That if you wish, I will inform you about the conversation which will take place between the true servants of Allah, the true believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. وَمَا أَوَّلُ يَقُولُونَ لَهُ. And what would be the first statement of Allah, and what would be the first statement of those believers who will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, They said to Rasulullah, then why not, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Bala ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, on the day of judgment, when the believers are resurrected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the believers, the mu'mineen, هَلْ أَحْبَبْتُمْ لِقَائِي? When you used to live in this world, and you were so engrossed in your dunya, did you have this thought in your heart that you want to meet Allah? Did you have that desire? Did you have that yearning and that wish and this aspiration in your heart that I want to meet my Creator? هَلْ أَحْبَبْتُمْ لِقَائِي? Did you feel happy from inside? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah, wa man abghadha liqa' Allah, abghadha Allahu liqa'ah. That servant of Allah who loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. And that servant who dislikes to meet Allah, Allah will dislike to meet him. Who will love and who will wish to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will feel happiness in their hearts? Those people who sin day and night, who break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, who don't fulfill the rights of Allah and who don't fulfill the rights of the creation of Allah. Will such people have this aspiration in their hearts that I wish I can leave this world and meet my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, that if a servant loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And if a servant of Allah dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet him. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and according to some narration, many companions said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that kulluna nakrahul maut ya Rasulullah. Do you mean that the servant who dislikes death, Allah will dislike to meet that individual, that servant? Because the condition we find amongst ourselves, that each one of us dislikes death and dying and leaving this world. Does that mean that each and every single companion, when he goes in the hereafter, Allah will be displeased and he will dislike to meet us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, La ya Aisha. No, O Aisha. What I mean is that the believer who used to practice on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he lived his life being a true believer, and he left this world with iman. When it is his time to leave this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends angels from the heavens. بَشَّرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَشَّرَتْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِهِ. They come and they give glad tidings to this individual that you had obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your life. Today you are leaving this world. Take glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will enshroud you with His mercy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. It's mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih that when a true believer is about to leave this world, the angels come to this believer who had lived his life like the month of Ramadan, like I said. The angels come to him and say, ukhruji hamida. They address the ruh and the soul of that individual. That come out, O hamida, O good soul, hamida. أيتها النفس الطيبة كانت في الجسد الطيب. Oh, that nafs which is extremely pure and which once upon a time resided in a body which was pure, which was far away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أخرجي وأبشري بروح وريحان ورب غير غضبان. They will say, oh soul, come out. أخرجي وأبشري. And take glad tidings of Ruh and Raihan, the ni'mats and the blessings of Jannah. And that Creator, take good news and glad tidings that you are about to meet and you will about to reunite with that Creator who is not displeased with you. Such people, my brothers, will aspire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will feel happiness in their hearts. And may Allah forbid if we are belong to the other group of people, the other category of people. When this obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to leave this world, the angels come and they address the ruh of this individual. They say, "Ukhruji dhamima." Oh, the evil soul, come out. "Ukhruji dhamima." أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْقَبِيحَةِ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْقَبِيحِ. And according to some riwayah, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةِ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْخَبِيثِ. Oh, that nafs, which has become so corrupted that it does not befit for you to go and stand in the court of your Creator, and which had once upon a time resided in a body which was also filthy and corrupted. Come out and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the torment and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaits you in the hereafter. The angels come, bushira bi ghadabillahi wa iqabih. He is giving glad tidings of the punishment and the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That go, how angry, you will see how angry your Creator is with you. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, my brothers, he said to Malakul Maut once, that show me that angel, or show me the appearance of that angel who comes to the disobedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon extracting his ruh, upon his death. My brother, listen to these words very, very carefully, and let us ponder over our lives, that how am I spending my life? If Malakul Maut was to come at this moment in time, are we in the position to stand in the court of Allah and say to Allah that, "Yes, Allah, I have tried enough to please you while living in this world. Have mercy upon me and enter me into paradise." Take muhasabah, take stock of your life. Ask yourself this question. Because death can come any time. Just today morning, one of my friend contacted me saying that few people were run over by a car in the West End. And one of his son, only 19 years old. Who had thought that he would die at the age of 19? When you are 19, 20, you feel you still have 40, 50, 60 years left. When I'm old, I will repent to Allah. Believe me, my friends, if the Malakul Maut will come at this moment in time, then I'm not sure about your condition, but I can say about myself that I cannot stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that I have done enough to please you, O Allah. How will we face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we face Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My young friends, take heed from this incident. Leave the life of street. We're pushing drugs. We're killing each other. The gang culture. We like to become big in the community. This will not last long, my brothers. This will last only for a few years, if not a few months or a few minutes. And then eventually you will realize within this world that the life you were living was not correct. But sometimes it is too late. Once you're 30, 35, there is no U-turn. We need to realize right now, if you are 14, 15, 16, 20, 25, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam requested Malakul Maut, that I want to see the appearance of that angel who comes to the disobedient servant of Allah. Malakul Maut said to Ibrahim, "Oh Ibrahim, I'm ready to show you, but I feel you will not be able to bear the condition of that angel of Allah." Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam insisted, and he said to Malakul Maut, that I want to see this angel. He said to Ibrahim that, "Turn around." After a few seconds, he said, "Turn back this way." As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turns around, what does he see? فَإِذَا صُورَةُ إِنسَانٍ أَسْوَدٍ رِجْلَاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ رَأْسُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَأَقْبَحِ مَا أَنْتَ رَائِنْ مِنَ الصُّوَرِ تَحْتَ كُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ مِّنْ جَسَدِهِ لَهِيبُ نَارٍ. As he turns around, he sees an individual standing in front of him. And his appearance was in a person who was extremely, extremely black in color. فَإِذَا صُورَةُ إِنسَانٍ أَسْوَدٍ رِجْلَاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. His feet were on the ground. رَأْسُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. His head was in the skies. Meaning he was tall and big. كَأَخْبَحِ مَا أَنْتَ رَائِنْ مِنَ الصُّوَرِ. This was the most terrible and fearful appearance you can ever possibly see in your entire life. What was the condition? Beneath each strain of his hair was fire burning and smoking emanating from it. When he saw this, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fell unconscious. And Nabi of Allah, that servant of Allah who is categorized as the Ulul Azm min ar-Rusul, the grade 5 or 6 messengers and prophets alayhi salatu wasalam who came to this world, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is one of them, and who is giving this title of Khalilullah, the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he saw the appearance of this angel who comes to the disobedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could not tolerate this and he fell unconscious. When he gained his consciousness, he stood up and he said to the Malakul Maut, because he came in his real appearance once again. So he said to the angel that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not kept any other punishment except you coming to the disobedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would have been sufficient for them, for their punishment in the hereafter. So we all have to leave this world. Let us live our life like the month of Ramadan. So when we go and meet our Creator, our meeting will be like the day of Eid. This is what Quran, this is what Allah, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains to us in different ways. And he says that you should carry on the momentum you had in the month of Ramadan. And he says that in the month of Shawwal, you ponder over different ibadat and worship you perform in the month of Ramadan. You perform excessive salah in the month of Ramadan. As soon as the month of Ramadan ends, on the day of Eid, one salah is increased. This is telling us that you do not leave your ibadat and worship upon the demise and ending of Ramadan. You continue your ibadat. You fasted in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith that man sama Ramadan fa'atba'ahu sittam min shawwal faka'annama sama dahra kulla. That person who fasts in the month of Ramadan and follows it up with 6 fasts in the month of Shawwal, then it is as if he has fasted for the entire year. And if he does this every single year, then it is as if he has fasted for his entire life. And the list goes on. You spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. On the day of Eid, you are told to give sadaqatul fitr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extra ibadat. This tells us that we have to keep this momentum going. And even after the month of Ramadan, let us keep engaging in good action, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Engage ourselves with the masajid, houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And engage ourselves with the ulama, the pious ulama, God-fearing ulama. And bring your children to these ulama so they can do their tarbiyat. Because my brothers, the environment outside is so bad. I don't have time to go into detail. But irtidad and people are denouncing Islam almost every single house. Believe me, my friends, your son might not express his thoughts and his sentiments before you, but I have personally dealt with many youngsters who go to school, college and university. The type of question they place before me, my aqal and intellect is not able to comprehend this. Now our Muslims have these questions with regards to Allah and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah. It is important we realize now that we have to do the tarbiyah of our children. Bring them to the masjid, connect them with the masjid, come with them. You perform salah, they will come with you and they will also perform salah. You don't perform salah, they will not come to the masjid and perform salah. Change your life and work on your children, work on your family members. Connect with ulama, connect with masajid. Go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And connect with the pious people and try to do your rectification of the heart. So you can truly benefit from this world. And you can also rejoice when you go in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq and all of you the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.